Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies tell all, it's our Friday,
and we got to take y'all out with something slamming, okay? So I'm just letting you know. So I want to welcome everybody, whether you're from Facebook, Tag, Tumblr, Blogger, Twitter, MySpace, wherever you are this evening, we want to welcome you, all our international callers and listeners, and all our United States listeners and callers as well, and the chat boarders too. We want to welcome you. On my Facebook Live, folks, I see you coming in. So welcome to Ladies Tell All tonight. We got, look, we had to come back with this topic, okay? Now, here's how we're going to rock this. Now, my partner, Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop, is on assignment tonight. She is actually at the premiere of the Ghostbusters, okay? So we're going to get the lowdown on the Ghostbusters movies Monday, okay? So Monday night, y'all tune in Monday night. We're going to get the lowdown on the movie, see how well it was, if it was a good movie. Is it something for you all to go see? Is it funny enough for y'all to go see? I think it might be. But anyway, we ain't going to know until Miss Jenna comes back and reports to us what's going on with the Ghostbusters. But anyway, I'm going to, like, chime in and see if she can, like, maybe whisper. I don't know yet. But Miss Jenna, if you can sort of, like, whisper, let us, you know, I mean, because I don't know if you in or not, but can you, like, holler? Holler?
What's going on, Miss Cassie? Good evening, everybody.
She sound like she on the down low. She sound like she on the down low. So I know we're going to get some good tidbits on this movie, right?
Yeah, you know, once, you know, get in here, and I'm in the IMAX, we're going to be watching IMAX 3D, we're going to be watching in 3D, so once we go through this premiere and we watch it, I'll have some tips on every, you know, it actually comes out tomorrow, so, you know, everybody's Ghostbuster fans from Ghostbuster back in the day, but this is the reboot of what they call it, the reboot, so, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I mean, I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing it as well.
So she on the 3D, which means them ghosts, they're going to be jumping off the screen at us. So I don't know. We may not see Miss Jenna next Tuesday. I'm just saying. Okay. Well, Miss Jenna, we don't want you getting slimed, okay? So make sure you got on your Ghostbuster gear, you know, your protective clothing, so you don't get slimed. And, you know, I'm just saying, be careful, you know. It's hard. We got to do hard work, y'all. Y'all just don't know. We go in the depths, just in the gutters, trying to get stuff for you all. Y'all just don't know. Y'all really just don't know. And tonight she's going to be dealing with Ghostbusters. And in 3D. Oh, okay. In 3D. Well, anyway, folks. Now, as I say, she's on assignment, so she might be timing in and out. We don't know. But she's going to be having them Ghostbusters tonight at the premiere in the ATL, okay? Now, with that being said, now, if you all tuned into us on Monday night, we were talking about the cougars, okay, the female cougars, the male cougars. Y'all know what we were talking about. And the conversation got real, real, real deep, okay? It got deep, trust me. It got real deep. And my boy, comedian Micah, called in, and he was like, no holds barred. He was talking about it. And he was like, he dealt with an older woman and turned to him off. He was messing with her, but she grabbed his butt. So that was like the end of that. So he didn't mess with no more older women anymore after that. But hopefully, we might get him to call in tonight, okay? But guess what? That means you all can call in too. Oh, I see he has entered into Facebook Live. So, Comedian Micah, you know you got to call in. And let me throw the number out there for you all too, because we're going to get, I don't have to do no prepping, because we already discussed this topic, but we're on part two now. So y'all just got to pick up the phone and call in, okay, and get involved, whether you put your comments down here on Facebook Live or you call in. So the number to dial, folks, It's 805-727-7101. And press that 1 so we can recognize you and bring you on in. That number again is 805-727-7101. And press 1 to get into the caller queue. Now, Miss Jenna, I don't know if comedian Michael is calling in or what, but if he's in the queue and he's going to press that 1, go ahead and bring him on in so we can get this thing on the road. And for you all, jump in. This conversation is hot, you know. Okay, I hear you.
Hey, Ms. Kathy, how you doing, Ms. Jenna?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
How you doing? All right, I can't complain.
Look, we got some things going on in here tonight. Miss Jenna is on assignment tonight. She is at the premiere of the Ghostbusters in the ATL.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get the 411 on that on Monday. So I'm trying to make sure she don't get slimed to death, you know, since I'm not really there to protect her, you know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But you know this is part 2.
The Cougar thing?
This is part 2. I told you I was coming back.
Okay.
This is part 2. And see, you still have more to say, and there were some other people that had more to say too. So we had to bring it back, you know. We got to finish the week out with this topic. So, you know, let's jump dead into it. I'm just gonna throw this question out there.
Okay.
How many people know a cougar, whether it's a male or a female? How many of you all, include you Facebook Livers, how many of you all know someone that is into dating or being with somebody older? And do you understand? Because if you're with somebody that's 30, 35 years old, and let's say you're 26, that's not a cougar. A cougar is somebody that's like 10 years and up, older. So, I really want to make sure people just understand. It's because you mess with somebody 35 and you like 26. That don't mean you messing with a cougar. It just means you messing with somebody that's 35.
Oh.
Okay.
I know one person, but that's just, I can't understand it. I can't wrap my head around it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know one person. My homeboy is 35, and his lady, I think she's about 67. So that's well over what
wait.
You were saying.
Did you say 67?
Yeah, 67.
You didn't say 67. I'm No,
you
I'm not playing that they can't get that groove on. I'm just playing.
She's in a 60.
Okay.
And
so here's my question to you.
That's somebody's grandma.
Girl, that's somebody's
yeah.
grandma almost. I mean, I'm.
Hey, the kids, kids call him grandpa, and I'm like, dude, you're 35. I wish somebody kid would come up to me and say, "Grandpa, I don't care where we at, Chuck E. Cheese, Bounce Bounce, Monkey Joe, we fighting." I mean, look, man, that's just me. Say what you want to, but you ain't call me no damn granddaddy at 35, man. Nope, can't do it.
But Michael, you do know that there are some guys and some girls that are out there that are grandparents at that age, right?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. That is, No, not over here. I started skiing at 27. I'm only 35, so I got some time. So
I'm just being the devil's advocate, but I'm just saying, though, but that's
67? Here's my thing. What kind of hole? Don't get me over on this, because I know somebody going to, like, hit me in my inbox and be trying to cuss me out, and they might be stabbing me. I'm not knocking if that's what you do. And that's what, but I need to understand, what kind of hold does she have on him? Is he there for money? Because most times, and just being real, most times, when you messing with somebody that old and you that young, you there trying to get money or whatever you can get out of her. I mean,
I don't know. She got a good job. She got a good job, but it's certain things. I think she has certain knowledge, because with his job, he makes a good amount of money. But she'll direct him as far as, like, matters of money and building money, that together, they, it's like exponential, you know, growth. But it's when you see them, around each other, it's like it's two 16-year-olds, like, just net. And I'm like, I'm glad he happy, but they need to do that shit in the car or something. That's. Mm-mm.
Okay, here's,
I mean,
my thing.
She was good for her age, but it's like, no, I couldn't.
Okay, because you're saying it. This is what I'm detecting. See, if someone is and they don't look it, like they look 25, then you don't see it as being disgusting, so to speak. Okay, but
she don't
they
look,
can look good.
She don't look,
but they can look good and still look their age. So is that
she
is looked that
like
the,
she in her 40s?
Okay.
Like, she on the precipice of her 50s. That's how she looked. But she's a beautiful lady. It's just, I guess when I look at them together, I'm thinking something else. But she's a beautiful woman. But I can't help thinking what is constantly on my mind when I see them together. That's my thing.
What is it that you're thinking when you see them?
Why haven't her kids whipped your ass yet? That's what's on my mind. I'm just being honest. I know my mom passed away a few years ago, but I guarantee you, man, if she was with a man, every time he go check the mail, I'm whipping that ass. When they go to church, he got to go to the bathroom, he getting it. It's, I'm be right there. No, man, that's somebody mama.
This is what they say. Well, mamas need love too.
Yeah, from certain people. Saying. Not nobody around my age, man. Look, I can't. No.
Well, what's the oldest comedian, Michael, that you would deal with? Say a woman, 50 years old. And you didn't know she was 50 until she told you, okay? I'm just saying, what if you run into a lady and she's, you know, you thinking she's like around your age and you don't have a clue, you just assuming because she don't look like that, and you start liking her, and all of a sudden she tells you 6 months, like, well, hey, my birthday's coming up. And then you find out how old she really is. And she say, oh, I'm 50. What you going to do?
I'm going to answer that the best way that I can. If she looked like that lady that used to protect Shaka Zulu, nah, you too damn old for me. I don't know if anybody has seen that, but, hey, watch the movie. If she looked like that lady that used to protect Shaka Zulu, nah, can't do nothing.
She may not look like Shaka Zulu. She might be a beautiful woman, and you might have met her and then realized her age because she didn't look her age. And then all of a sudden, you started feeling her, and 6 months later, she's like, hey, my birthday's coming up. And boom, bam, that's when you find out how old she really is. So then what you going to do?
I'll tell you this.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
If any of her dental work can come in and out of her mouth at will, I can't. That's something I can't.
See,
I don't know if I can handle that.
Okay, look.
I don't know.
You know now they have, what's the thing that's called clear something where you can go and get have surgery, and you can have these teeth put in. They're not dentures. They like screw them in, or they do something to them. they do the Lisa Hall is busting up. It's some kind of dental work, and they screw them in, and you got this whole brand new smile. So how you gonna know? I'm just saying, wouldn't you want somebody to still love you when you get a certain age and lose all your teeth? I'm just saying.
I'm gonna tell you something. When I get old and lose all my teeth, I'm gonna be a nasty old man. That's just look. That's I'm being honest about mine. Miss Cassie. Every man got some nasty in him. Yes, I will. I will be out there in the grocery store walking by ladies talking about, Lord bless her. Bless her. Lord bless her. Girl, give me a hug. I'm giving them 5-minute hugs like them other nasty old men do.
See you wrong.
Hey,
okay.
Look,
see you wrong.
At least
see.
I can admit I'm wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. I can admit it. Yep. Lord bless.
Okay. Well then let me take this to another route. Okay. Now you say you know people, and I'm quite sure there's everybody that knows somebody that's messing with a cougar, whether it's a male cougar or a female cougar. Do you believe, I don't want to call it a myth, because I think in some instances it's true and I've seen some stuff, but do you think older men date really young girls because they want somebody that they can control and tell what
nope,
to do and
nope.
what not to do?
Nope.
Tell me why,
because nope.
I see different now. So tell me why.
See, I'll say this, and this isn't all cases. I know it's gonna
okay.
be some brothers come in, and it's gonna be button heads like two Rams. And so I'm not speaking on all cases. But do you remember that show Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes, I do.
All right. Jeb Clampett, him and his wife, him and his ex-wife were around the same age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Around the same age. They got a divorce, and he got him a younger woman. That man lived an additional 20 years, because when you got a younger woman, women, certain kind of women add to you. They can add to you, or they can take away. But it's like there's certain things that you I believe when you get older, like a certain
mm-hmm.
age, you get more reserved. When you got this pretty young thing, it's like, no, and you start experiencing stuff, and it's like, hey, you live a little bit longer. And I looked at that, and I was like, and then I started going to others and connecting those dots, and that's one of those consistencies. Not saying that could possibly be the case. But
here's my thing. I'm not knocking if that's what you want to do. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I was in my early 20s, I was pregnant with my first son. And I had a friend of mine who, she's from Philadelphia. And the guy, I actually met the guy first. He actually lived on Andrews Air Force Base, well, Bolin's Air Force Base, rather, and because his brother was in the military. And so he lived with his brother. Now, when I was pregnant, Ron would come to my house, and he would come over and he would cook for me. You know, he'd make sure, you know, he cooked my stuff for me. He just made sure he just took care of me. So.
Right.
He met up with this young girl. This girl was 21 years old, okay? Ron was
right.
45 years old. Ron was he's a lifeguard. But Ron looked real good. So, I'm telling you, he looked real good to be 45 years old. And I don't know, Ron was mixed with something. I don't know what he was mixed with, but he was mixed with something. But Ron looked really, really good. And so he started dealing with this young lady. She was 21 years old. And he brought her to my place one day. So I got to meet her. And so for the first couple of days, it was cool. And then he thought, we're going to come over for the weekend and stay over for the weekend and hang out with you and make sure you're good. I was like, cool. Okay, so he comes over. They stay for the weekend. I learned during the weekend that Ron talked to her, because Ron actually had children that was older than she was. But Ron talked to her like she was trash. And I'm going to tell you, my first sign of it was where I lived at, the apartment complex at the time, it had stores underneath. And you could just jump on the elevator and go, you know, go down to the store or whatever. And so this particular night, I think it was something, we wanted some ice cream. So you would have thought, since he was the man in the house, you know, he would have went, got it. But no. He pretty much cussed her out, you know, and he talked to her like a dog. And it was so bad that he was literally saying stuff like, I can get a B anytime. You know, I'm a lifeguard. Any of them Bs I can give. You ain't S. I mean, he was just saying all kinds of stuff to her and really hurting her feelings. And I had to ask her, I said, how old are you? And she said, I'm 21. And I was like, you're 21? I was like, hold up. So when he started doing that, he actually left out the house. And then when he came back, I had to sit down and talk to him, and I said to him, I said, look, I said, you're 45, this girl's 21, and you're talking to her like a dog, but you up in the bed with her like she on your level. And to me, that was abuse. You know what I'm saying? It's like he wanted to control her like she couldn't leave out the door. Like she was literally scared to get up. But my thing was, you've been doing this all the time. This just didn't start happening. And so he told me, he said, well, whatever I tell her to do, she's supposed to do. And I said, wait a minute. You live with your brother. You got her coming all the way down here from Philadelphia, and then you talking to her like she trash. I said, you can't be doing that. And it got to the point where he's really, you know, I'm 45 years old, and I'm both of y'all elders, and you're supposed to respect me. That's what he was, you know, he was going for it, and I had to check him, like, wait a minute, you in my house now. See, you don't get to roll up in here and disrespect somebody and talk to them like they crap. I said, because, see, I might be 7 months pregnant, but I'll throw your ass out the window. And I meant what I said. I just saying, like, older men want to, and I'm not saying it's all of them. I'm just saying some of the ones that I've seen, they like that control. It's like, I'm controlling you. I'm sugar daddy, and I'm controlling you, you know. You give me what I want, and then I'll see if I'm gonna give you money to go to the store. I'll see if I'm gonna give you go out here and buy you a leather coat. You know, I had plenty of girlfriends that were messing with sugar daddies, and you know, hey, my sugar daddy got me a coat today. Really? No. So, like I said, I'm not saying that all of them are like that, but from the stuff that I've seen. And that was a turnoff for me. Like, I ain't never dating no old-ass man. Let them say their ass is over there, because I ain't got time to be fooling with you like that. But not all of them are like that. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them are like that, but for me, I don't want to date nobody way older than me. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm almost like you. I can't do it. I can't do it. Because he got the first time to come out the house with a pair of shorts on and some daggone tube socks on with some sandals, I'd be having a heart attack. I can't do it. You laughing because you know I've seen some. You see older men, y'all, when they get older, they go buy those Kango hats. Okay? I'm going to tell you. My stepfather wore the hell out of Kango hats. And he had thick belly, and he got on shorts. And sometimes he put on them socks, come all the way up to his dad going, two socks, Lisa, two socks, and got on some sandals. What kind of shit is that? That ain't cute. That's not cute. Mm-mm. That is not cute. that ain't cute, not an A bit. And then the tools got different colors to them, like red, white, and blue, green, orange, red. What the? Do they even make those anymore? Can't do it. Can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm just saying. But I can see you now, Comedian Michael. I can see you now. Up in the store.
See me now
trying
what?
To holler. Up in the store. Trying to holler at these old women.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying I'll be trying to holler at them old women. I mean, when I get old, I'm going to just be a nasty old dude. That's what I'm saying. But I'm not – that sugar daddy stuff, I don't – my thing, I'm not fond of that pay-to-play stuff. That's like – that's just – it's other things I could be doing with my money. But, I mean, nah.
Well, how much money do you think a sugar daddy spend? How much money do you think a sugar daddy – chill out.
Look, I don't know. This – I don't know the amount of money that they shell out, but I'm not interested in trying to figure that out, because before I decided to become a comedian, I did the homework on what it entails because I was interested. So if I start looking into the amount of money a sugar daddy pay out on the low end, then I'm considering being one of them low ends, the mid-range, or the highs. And I just, I can't see myself, I don't even want to.
I'm just saying, Comedian Michael, keep hold that thought. For all my Facebook livers, we're doing a part two to the show that we did on Monday night about female and male cougars. So that's what the show is about tonight. We don't particularly have a guest, so to speak, on tonight, but that's what we're talking about. And Comedian Michael is a professional comedian, and he was on the show on Monday. And trust me, everybody had so much to say, but I had to bring this show back. Had to bring it back, so we had to do a part two. So that's what it is tonight. For all my Facebook Livers who did not see the show or tune into the show on Monday, we're doing part two of the cougar phase here, because sugar daddies and cougars. I don't even know who gave these names out. Here's my thing. Who wants to be a sugar daddy?
I don't.
I'm just being honest. Who wants to be a sugar daddy? Because you're just giving money to a girl. You're just giving all your money. We're being like Nicole. You're giving all your money away. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to lie. I wondered what it was like to have a sugar mama. I'm not going to lie. I wonder what that's like. But I know me, and I know that I'm lazy. So I'm not
trying. Wait a minute. Hold up.
I'm
you
not trying to
know.
Do.
See you wrong. You want to know what a
what?
Sugar mama was like? Do you think the sugar mama is like the sugar daddy?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I mean, I used to wonder what it was like to have a sugar mama. But I know me, and I'm lazy, so I'm not trying to do too much for that goddamn sugar. So it's like, hey, and you. I mean, shoot, if you talking about y'all women's, as they get a certain age, their sexual appetite is large, and it's like, look, you're going to have to give me like half a packet or something.
Hold up, you too young. You are too young to say that you can't hang with the sexual big appetite of a woman when they hit their 50s. Because, yeah, we knew, you know. At that clear as a bell, crystal as a bell type thing, we are at that peak. And so all the little guys, all the guys be like, yeah, you need, y'all ain't nothing but a snack. Y'all like a piece of, you know, baked chicken. Like, you know, like this. Y'all little, you know, little piece of something. Yeah, y'all ain't. You don't have the appetite that we have. And then you know the little young boy, you know when they ain't really been with no real older woman because they talk stupid. I mean, you know, hey, I be, see, just sit down somewhere because you ain't, you's a snack and you ain't even worth my time at the moment. So, I'm just saying, you
Miss
too
Kathy,
young.
I'm not saying I can't. I'm not saying that I can't hang. I'm saying that I don't want to. I don't, look, I'm trying to pace myself. That's my mindset. I'm all about pacing myself. I'm not about, look, I'm not trying to run like I'm in the Olympics. I wanted to be just a brisk.
Wait, hold up. Who said you had to run? You're going to be running behind them young girls. You don't have to run, you know, with the older ones. Because they, like, they ain't be running from nothing. They just, like, take their time. Like, you know, whereas I'm running. I'm just saying.
Look, remember the Ray Charles movie when he was staying with that lady and she was like, "You ready, Ray?" And he pouring that look. I'm the type I'd say something. Hey, look, I just gave you something. I'm dying now. Hold on now. I would have took them glasses off and everything. I'm just saying, I'm lazy. I'm not saying I can't. I'm just saying, hey, I'm lazy. That's being truthful.
What if she had had you laying there? And you ain't got to do nothing but just lay there. I'm just saying.
No, I'm still lazy.
How can you be lazy?
After the first time, did she, if I got to give me a snack or something, look, nope, I'm not doing that. Man, get your ass off me, little mate. I'm not, no, mm-mm, nope. Not doing it.
See, I'm just saying, I think the sugar mamas are like the sugar daddies. I do, because sugar daddies are not asking you to do a whole lot, because they know they can't do with so much, and that blue pill ain't going to take them but so far. That blue pill is going to give you just enough or it's going to damn near kill them. So they need to work some quartz out them little blue pills. Okay.
I haven't used none of them pills, but I've damn sure seen the commercial, and it say if
you
got a direct glass lung.
You too young to be using no kind of pill.
No,
you too young to be using no kind of pill.
I'm saying, I don't know if you heard me right, Miss Cassie. I said I've never used any of them pills, but I've damn sure seen the commercial. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they got commercials for the women, too, now. They got pills for women, too, now, in case you didn't know that, you know. I mean, I guess some women, you know, need some things going on with them, but.
But the blue pill, though, it says in the commercial, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, get medical attention. So if an old man got that pill up in him and he's still going strong, not strong. If he's still going strong, he can push it. Hey, ain't that much movement now. Even when you get tired, look, even when men get tired, we still got that, you know, that move, Mike, because, hey, this is your friend. You know that move Michael Jackson used to do where he would roll his knee and pop
exactly.
to the left, and then he flipped and rolled his knee to pop to the right. That's the same move we do when we need to recoup some energy and when we up in that thing. You might hear that. You might hear a brother even say a piece of the song if you pay attention a little bit. So hey, it ain't that much. Shit, I use that move a couple of times.
My Facebook Live people, they said, Lisa Hall said, get some Visical instead of Viagra. Look.
Get some Visical.
I'm just
look,
saying,
I eat beets. I have a lot of beets in my diet. That's a lot of my diet. So I'm good. I'm not saying I'm God's gift to women. I'm not saying I'm King Ding-a-Lang or nothing like that. But I don't have that kind of problem. But I'm just saying, I'm not, my thing is, if I know that I have to perform, I'm not about to be working all damn night. So I can't move like I should and like I want to move when I'm
okay.
on stage.
Okay.
All because I'm quote unquote hunching on somebody the night before or the morning of. I'm not doing it. This no, I'm lazy. I didn't know. Ain't nothing you could do. Mm-mm. If sex was picking cotton, look, you might go all night. I'm not making way. I'm telling you like it is.
So you're pretty much saying, okay, I'm not going to be doing all this work to get all this. I'm going to get some and get out the way. That's what you're saying.
No, I just said I used to wonder what it's like to have a sugar mama. But I know me, it probably wouldn't go the way she wanted to because I'm not about to be hunching all night. That's just, I'm lazy.
But
that's
what is she,
what
hold up. What is she on top of you? See, this is what you don't understand. I said you don't have to do nothing. You're just laying there. And she doing all the work.
Okay, Miss Cassie, but even after the first, even is this the first round or the second round? Because if this is the second round, I need me something. I need me a sandwich. I need me some vittles or something. I mean, when I'm in my corner or while we in the goddamn ring, I shoot. That look.
Well, she
look,
might
nope.
be feeding you grapes.
Nope.
She might be stealing shit, feeding you grapes and all kinds of stuff. So you don't go hungry. So you got some energy to keep going. I'm just saying.
No, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. Because if she riding me and feeding me grapes, that means she's moving. So her hands ain't going to be still. So she putting, and some women put grapes in a man's mouth, and these are older women and younger women. And you put grapes in a man's mouth in such a way he has to fight you. And it just so happened to go down, and I choke on it. You ain't about to be like, oh, I'm off that, baby. I'm almost, look, I might have to slap you on both nipples or something. Get your ass up.
Look. This is what I'm saying. We know you like to eat. Okay, so you got to have some food. You got to have some vittles.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she might be one of these ones that might make sure, you know, that you rest for a few and then you get something to eat, you know, and then you digest your food, then y'all go again. Okay? Go again.
Uh-huh.
And she feeds you some more. That you digest your food, then go again. I mean, because, look, let me tell you something. I ain't knocking no older woman. I don't care if she 80. If she 80 can still get her groove on, I am not mad at her at all. Still get your groove on. But I'm just saying, I think a sugar mama is probably along the lines of what the sugar daddies do. I always say, how come the sugar daddies can't get together with the sugar mama? What's wrong? How come a sugar daddy don't like a sugar mama? What's wrong with them?
Because if you got a younger woman and she willing to do something strange for some change, shoot, she, you know, as a sugar daddy, you have to know that
you
she needs
strange
it.
For some change.
So
oh, my God.
So hey, that ain't my phrase, but it damn so fit. But you got, when you're a sugar daddy and you dealing with a PYT, you know she need that. So when she comes to the door, you're like, hey, yeah, baby, come see out some sugar. So you know if she
well,
need
look,
a
some sugar daddy can't do nothing.
Rent pay, you about to push it to the limit. Uh-huh.
Look, some sugar daddy can't do nothing. So then what? Then what is? I mean, he knows she's going to go out here and sleep with some young guy. Some sugar daddy can't do nothing. So why would you? Here's my thing. If that's what you want to do, do it. But I don't know if I would want to be with a man that can't get it up and do nothing else no more. I mean, I know that's not important. I mean, it is important to have a healthy sex life, and I know that's not the only thing. But I'm just saying. Sometimes you might want a little nookie. Your man is to be able to perform. Okay, just putting it out there.
I guess I can perform, but you ain't about to work me like you, Mickey, and we in the damn rocking movie.
See, okay,
but
then
Creed.
What you gonna do? You gonna date somebody in your age group?
Yeah.
Sometimes, so do you not think that they won't ride? Do you think that they won't ride you like a younger one would or an older one would? Do you think? Here's the thing. Do you think that the one that's on your age level won't ride you as hard as the one that's younger or that's older? Or you think she just still learning her way because she's in the midst? She's in the middle.
No, she'll still do the same thing. She'll do the same thing, but that means if I need a break, and if a man need a break, you got to be slick. You got to think quick on your feet. If freaking the hell out you, you need you a break, you just going to say, hey, baby, hold on. I'm so glad I got you in my life. Baby, let's pray for a little bit. And there you go. And let her say hers, and you say yours.
Did you go with the prayer?
Hey.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yep.
Did you say pray?
Kid. Yep. Yep. Hey. You put God first in anything you do.
So, no, you gonna blow her. I'm not saying that you don't need prayer. That ain't what I'm saying. But you're going to blow her high when y'all was pumping hard and heavy. And all of a sudden, because you get cash, you're going to be like, oh, hold up, baby, you know, hey, let's pray. You're going to blow her high like that dude.
Desperate times call for desperate message, Miss Cassie. Look, that's, hey, in every war, there's
that's
Cassie.
That's wrong. That is wrong.
I'm playing, Miss Cassie. Miss Cassie. Miss Cassie, I'm playing. Come on now. Golly, she just serious.
If you blow her high like that, oh my God, I would have to talk about you for years.
Look, hey, some women are cruel.
I'll be 80 years old and talking about you.
Some women are cruel. They'll still work a brother. He got a Charlie horse. You better save your own life.
Okay, so here's my next question to you. Who do you think is safer? Is it safer to have a sugar mama and a sugar daddy, or is it something that everybody should like at least try once?
No, to each his own. I don't know which one is safer, but to each his own, because I'm not into it. Me personally, no.
No, I'm not into it either, but you do have people who are into the sugar daddy phase. They got websites that say sugardaddy.com where these ladies can go and sign up and get them a profile and put their profile out there, and these men search your profile and see if you fit what they're looking for. These are rich sugar daddies too. Now, I don't know if I want to be a piece of meat like that.
I can't do it. Because I know how everything you do in the dark is destined to come to the light.
Ooh.
And my relationship with my son is so, my son looks up to me so much. So I don't want something to happen and I end up passing away and people end up coming to the funeral and people, they open up the floor to speak. And Miss Lula may get up there to the stand and be like, you know, I met Michael when he was, I met him on looking for a sugarmama.com. And my son sitting there in attendance, I'm about to be the first nigga in the history of a funeral to sit up and be like, hey, son, that ain't go down like that.
You know what?
I don't want nothing like that.
You won't be the first one. I'm going to tell you now. You will not be the first person that has ever set up in a coffin, because you remember back in the day when your mama's mama was growing up, a lot of times they didn't embalm people because they hadn't gotten to that stage yet of embalming. So they would bring their loved one back to the house, and he would be in the front room in a coffin until they got ready to take him off to the church to be buried or whatever, you know, how they feel. And I remember going to a funeral with my mom. The church was packed. Now, I don't know how this woman wasn't embalmed, because I think around about that time she should have been. Well, like I said, I was born in the 60s, so I don't know. But from my understanding, this woman had a ring on her finger that I guess for some reason they thought she, it, I don't know if it cut her circulation off, if it did something to her, I don't know. But she'd been laying in that coffin all that time. All that time. I mean, I'm talking about closed coffin, and then they opened it up when they got to the church, all everything. And near the end of the service, when they opened the coffin up for people to get their last views or whatever, this woman sat up in the coffin, but she sat up after her ring was moved off her finger. So she probably, that ring was probably moved off, from my understanding, I think he removed the ring off her finger like maybe an hour before the funeral actually started. I don't know why he removed it off, but he did. I think he was taking it off to give to, I think, his daughter or something like that. I don't know the whole story. But this woman raised up in the coffin. She didn't know where she was at. She was like, why am I in the coffin? What, you know, what's going on? And everybody broke, like, I don't know what, getting up out of the church. Like, broke their neck. You know, black folks don't stay around long for nothing. It ain't right. Okay? Somebody waking up from the dead? Oh, hell no. They don't. Everybody was breaking their neck. So you know if you fell, you'd have been trampled on. But this woman sat up in the coffin. She was like, where am I at? So she really wasn't there. So I guess her ring must have rendered her unconscious because it cut off her circulation. So you won't be the first one to trust me. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I can't do it. I couldn't do it. That's just
well, okay,
personal.
Okay. Well, like I said, what if you waited somebody
mama,
that
if,
was
if
a sugar mama and you didn't know it?
Huh?
How you going to know?
You
got women today don't look their age. You got women today that do not look their age.
Ask when their birthday is. Like, when's your birthday? How old are you? Okay. Cause if we go past, if we start dating, I'm going to have to know when your birthday is. I'm going to have to know.
Okay,
well,
what did she tell you? Hold up.
Can't be putting blank
what did she tell you? Hold up. What did she say? I'm 35. And she's actually 55 or 65. And, but she don't look like that. And you get into her, but then you find out later on how she is real. So what you going to do then? Just say, okay, I'm going to drop my feelings for you.
No, I'm be mad because I'm like, why you? I need to know how you acting. I need to know what school did you go to if you subtracting as you supposed to be adding. That ain't. Mm-mm, that ain't right. Those
no, it's
I
not
work
right,
with,
but see, here's the thing. When you come at people in a certain way, so like say like me and you having a conversation, okay, we just met, and we're having a conversation, and let's just say I like to eat meat, and you may say I'm a vegetarian. Well, right off the bat, maybe I liked you a lot, but now he's saying he's a vegetarian, so okay, I don't even know how to cook for him because he don't eat meat. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of like a little, it'd be like, okay, well then I can't holler with, get with him because, you know, he don't eat meat. Cause that's how some people act. Like, you don't already cut your lifeline off from them because you already done told them, well, you know, and they still make, well, oh, okay, well, he don't like this, so I can't, we can't hang. So what you gonna do?
It depends on how big it is. Certain things are deal breakers to men and women.
Okay, what's a deal breaker?
Something that's non-negotiable. It's not up for discussion. It's just no. What the hell? Look, if you got four boys, and then you got six brothers, and come to find out. We talking and everything and dating and come to find out you a sugar mama and you, man, no, because what if I'm on
okay,
the
well, why do, okay, so she can't have no kids? What is it with you
kids,
and the brothers and the sons? What is it with you with the brothers and the sons?
I was about to tell you, Miss Cassie, if I'm over, okay, I'm trying to put you in a man's shoe. I'm trying to turn the
okay.
table. Let's
okay.
say you was
okay.
a man, right? And uh-huh. you had you Christopher, and you got Juanita, and Juanita is a cougar, a sugar mama. And
mm-hmm. okay.
you go over there, y'all at the house, and y'all have a good night, and, you know, you go to sleep and everything. And she get up and do something else, and let's say her son come over, and they see your shoes at the front door. So they go in the bedroom and see you, and then her brothers come over, and they stand around the bed, just wait. They waiting for you to wake up. You got one eating pistachios, another one popping sunflower seeds, and you wake up, and you see all these niggas standing up around you, and they asking questions. That's not a men don't. I don't know what other men are watching. I don't like waking up to questions. And especially it's like, man, what you doing here with my mama? Yeah, my mama, my mama. Boy, what you doing with my sister? You know
what I'm saying? But it could be the same way if she had females. It could be the same way.
It could be the same way with what?
If she had sisters, it could still be the same way. They could still come out and be like, what you doing with my sister? You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Look, I'm not trying to say that I'm not trying to sound sexist, but I think I can. I think I played football for like half a season in school. I think
mm-hmm.
I can get past a bedroom with nine women in it versus nine dudes. No, I can't. In certain situations, you just got to stay there and take it.
Some women are today. You might can't get by. You may can't get by three. I'm just saying.
Look.
You know, don't knock it. Don't knock it unless you done, you know, rolled up out there
just,
in it. I'm just putting it out there. Unless you don't rolled up out there in it.
No. That's a situation right there. That's not even a situation I want to put myself in. So.
But here's my thing. Now, it's interesting that we have a lot of people that say, I want the sugar daddy, or I'm the cougar, but don't really understand in a sense that being a cougar, now, I don't know how you feel about it, but they don't understand that being a cougar is not really, it really ain't about being a confident woman. I mean, it's easy for you to be confident if you mess with somebody 10 years, 14, 16 years your junior because he's like a child. You ought to be comfortable. That's like your child. But when you're dealing with somebody on your level, what happened to the confidence level? And you have these cougars out here who say, oh, I just want, you know, I can hit him. You know, having to come over, my little boy to come over, hit him and stuff, we do some stuff, and then I can just pat him on the butt and send him on home.
See, I like that. I like that patting on the butt stuff. I just, no.
Well, that's what they do. I'm just saying, as a figure of speech, okay?
I don't think I qualify for a cougar. I mean, I could deal with like a old puma or a mountain lion, but a cougar, I don't think I qualify for that. That's too much. That's probably too much for me. I don't know.
Corey Lucas said she just wants some young meat.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know.
Some of them meats ain't fully developed. I'm just saying. Some of them ain't fully developed.
I don't know. I don't know. I ain't had no sugar mama, no mountain lion. So it's just, look, I don't know.
Well, hey, I look, y'all, I'm asking y'all out there, too. Y'all hear Michael on here talking. But how many of y'all, Corey, I see you chiming in. Lisa, have you had a sugar daddy? Corey, have you had a sugar mama? Inquiring minds wants to know. Comedian Michael said he's not messing with him. He's running from him. stop. You probably get one holler at you every day.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
You.
No.
They be trying to play crazy.
I'm invisible.
When you go, look, when you go to the club, when you get ready to move to Cali, you go out here to these clubs.
Uh-huh.
Little lady's going to be on you.
Look.
Next thing I know, when I call you, it's going to be, oh, yeah, me and my lady. I'm going to be like, you and your lady. Yeah. Okay, Michael. All right. I'm just putting it out. That's what I'm saying.
Don't speak that
y'all
on me.
Y'all done had something out there. Now, I'm not a sugar mama. I ain't being no sugar mama for nobody. Now, Corey said, he says, nope, I haven't, but a lot of them trying to holler at me at you. Woo, that's what I'm trying to say. I have to laugh because Corey go to my church. Oh, BBC trying to holler. Go on, Corey.
I know Miss Lisa. I know Miss Lisa has some sugar daddy's approach. I know Miss Lisa has some sugar daddy's approach.
Yes,
I know Miss
Lisa Hall. We know you don't have a sugar daddy approach. Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't know if he was. I don't think he was successful, but I know he damn sure tried to make the team. I'll say that.
He tried to make a play for it, didn't he?
I put money on that one. I don't think she went for it, but I know he tried.
OMG. I'm just saying, because, like I said, like today, you know, you have the Cougars, and you had the Cougar wannabe. It's just sort of a little bit weird that you would be even talking about it. It's crazy. Because you got these women out here who's like, oh, well, then I just want to be with so-and-so, and I can do what I want to do with him and then send him on back home. You know, he can only come outside and play for a little bit. And then they got the ones that are their age. And my thing is, here's my thing. I don't knock it. If that's what you like doing and it works for you, do you. That's all I'm saying. Do you. But I don't do cougar. Matter of fact, somebody asked me from the other show, asked me, was I a cougar? For your information, no. Cassie is not a cougar. I have no intentions of being a cougar. I have no interest of being a cougar. No. Not. No time for being a cougar. I have no teaching. Folks. Exploring, but not teaching. Okay. So, whoever is listening, no, Miss Cass ain't no cougar, can't, no. But I don't knock females who, the thing is, you just need to understand that if you're 35 and your friend is 26, or you're like 6 years older than that person, you're not really a cougar. A cougar is
that's
a female that is 10 years and older. That makes her a cougar. Yeah, that's a cougar. That's a puma right there, yeah. If you 6 years older than the dude, than the little guy you messing with, that,
you a puma. You a puma. You ain't a cougar.
Puma.
You a puma.
Puma,
there you go.
A puma, yeah. That's a new name for him. Let's call him a puma. And guys, if you are, same thing with you all. Same thing. You just a baby puma. You just messing with another baby. That's all. You know, that's it. I don't know what to say to y'all. But like I said, I mean, you got these people out here that think, you know, being a cougar is cool and it's good. And sometimes cougars hurt guys, the young guys' feelings. Because what happens is, and I've seen it, these young guys get all twirled up into this older woman because she, when they see her, she look good all the time. She's taking care of them. She cook for them. She, you know, just basically take care of them. And then when she's like, look, I'm done with you, now they heart broke. Like, how can she just dump me? I loved her, blah, 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 you know. See? And you got cougars that like that they cut throat. Like, I'm just getting my groove on. I'm getting my groove on. So, to hell with him. I'm going to get what I get and send him home.
That has to be a That has to be a devastating feeling if a young man is with a cougar and they doing all this stuff and spending all this time, and he come home from work or something, and it's Cleophas, Mr. Cleophas, that's one of the deacons from the church, sitting over there on the couch with a neck in, on that plastic couch, and he walk in on that. That got to be a devastating feeling right there. That would be,
you know.
I would laugh, though, but it still got to be.
Okay, hold on. You just went from feeling sorry for them and taking up for them to now you're going to, you see. Hold on, Miss Cassie. Hold that thought. Corey says, I admit when I was 21, I used to like this woman who was 31, but nothing really got started from that, though. Okay. You didn't need to mess with her because she was still wet behind the ears, too. I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Mike, Comedian Mike, what was you saying?
I was saying, you know a lot of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
We're not how people think we really are in real life. Some of us are like sad, depressed, and all that. But when it comes to like when some crazy stuff happens, we are quick to laugh. That's just how we wired. We are quick to laugh. I've seen somebody fall on the steps and fall on their butt and slide all the way down the step with that little all the way down to their foot. Like straight on the ground.
You want to ask how you doing?
Exactly. Mm. You want to ask how they doing, but it's just that laugh come out first. So it's how it is. Sorry.
I get it, but I guess my thing is, can you find real love in a cougar or a sugar daddy? Can you really find real love, or that's not feasible?
I think you can. You can find love in the most uncommon spots, because let's be honest, there's a lot of people that's married, but that person that you married to really ain't the person that's really for you. So I mean, you find love in the most unorthodox unorthodox places, but I'm not about to be, I don't see myself doing it, though.
Well, we know you ain't trying to go that route with those cougars, but this was a subject that I wanted to bring because a lot of people were coming to me and was talking about, let's talk about the cougars and let's talk about, you know, what it is to be a cougar. It don't take that much to be a cougar. The thing is that if you are into younger people, you know, then that's your thing. I always get asked would I want either one of my sons dating somebody who was 10 years or 15 years old. Oh, hell no. You know, no, I would not want that for them. But that's a decision that they have to, you know, they have to make. They have to deal with that. Now, would I like it? No, but my thing would be as long as she treated my son respectfully and correctly, it would be good. But I guess as a mama, I don't trust the older woman when it comes to my son. So I'd rather just date somebody that's close to their age, or they might be a little bit older than them, but they won't be a cougar, you know. So that's just me, because I'm not into that sugar daddy thing. And don't get me wrong, because I know, you know, you have men that listen. That does not mean that older men don't have what it takes. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just not into it. You need to be around my age group.
I'm in the same age. I'm with you. Because there's certain things I just can't take. There's certain things I can't deal with. If I'm with an older lady and it's raining and I'm on the phone, I can't deal with her telling me to get off the phone because I'm gonna raise her phone bill up. If we doing something and you can't remember my name, I can't deal with that.
But you got young people that can't remember people's names.
I leave on them too. I leave on them too. Hey, Miss Cassie, my nickname growing up was IQ. It wasn't Peanut. It wasn't Hood Booger. It was IQ. I quit. I'll do it in a heartbeat. I can quit playing hide and go get it. I quit playing football in the middle of the championship game. So if I quit on all that, I'll quit. Man.
Okay, look, I'm just saying, you're going to, you know, regardless, you're going to have, there have been cougars since time, truly, you know, I'm just saying, and women dating younger men and men marrying younger women, that's always been the issue. You know, back in the day, men was married, they had a harem, like four or five different wives and stuff. You know, they had all this kind of stuff going. And some of these wives were young girls. Like my mom got married, she was 14 years old. You know? So, and you know,
the difference between what a harem really is and what
so.
It is here in the West.
Well, see, like back in the day when my mom got married, you know, 14 was, That was the norm. Now, somebody getting married at 14, he'd be like, "What the hell? You ain't getting married no day. You know, you be going off. That ain't how that's supposed to go." So, you're gonna have people who are, you know, women who are cougars and who are into younger guys because, and I do think a big part of it. Yes, you might. This might be your second breath to get your groove back for your award. To feel excited, like you get like divorcees, they like to be like, "Oh, I'm divorced now. I'm going to have a party. I'm gonna go sleep with me a younger man." You know, you get women that are like that, and I guess the young guys, because they're telling them, "Oh, you beautiful, you so fine, you so this," because they didn't hear that from the spouse that they had that was in their age group. Well, they're not hearing it from the men who are in their age group. Then to them, that they're flattered. Like, okay, I got to have that person around to keep my, boost my ego up. So, okay, I can have him around and, hey, get wham, bam, thank you, sir, and slam his butt on home. You're going to have women like that. You're going to have older men who are sugar daddies, and some of them can do some stuff and some of them can't. Or some of them are into some freaky stuff. I've heard on SugarDaddy.com that some of them into some freaky deaky stuff, like, you know, get you to come to their house, whatever, they pay for you and all this kind of stuff, and then you get there, they're putting you in handcuffs and all kind of other stuff. I'm just saying, some freaky stuff.
No.
So, or when they can't do anything, they have another guy there or another girl there because they want to watch you and this girl do something. That happens too. Is it worth being put in that situation? Is it really, really, really worth being put in that type of a situation? Is it really worth dealing with a sugar daddy? I had a girlfriend that dealt with a sugar daddy. You know, he bought her a white leather jacket. And... but when she really needed him, she couldn't get nothing from him. And I could never understand, why are you sleeping with this old-ass man?
I think when people, this is just my mind trying, it's just me trying to wrap my mind around this.
Okay.
When you have a sugar daddy or something like that, it has to be some kind of agreement. You know what I'm saying? Look, when I need you, you know, for need this, I need some healing, sexual healing, depending on how old he is. I need some sexual healing. You come by the house, and I give you some little change and do some things. So it's like, hey, maybe that old man is like an ATM. but he just enjoyed you pushing them buttons, so it's worth it. But it just depends. I think it depends on the agreement. It's kind of like a friend with benefits. It's just that it's on a monetary level, I guess. But I just think
for me, that ain't the route I'm trying to take. That ain't for me. It's not the route I'm trying to take. And I don't knock anybody who are in that situation, who got the sugar daddies and who are into the sugar. This is like a lady, you have some women who don't mind being a mistress. I ain't being no mistress for nobody. Sorry, you can have that. I ain't being no mistress for nobody. When you want to spend time with him on Valentine's Day, you can't have him because he got to go home to wifey. Christmas, he got to go home to the kids and wifey. You can't, no. I don't even need you putting me up in no house, apartment, or hotel and buying me expensive stuff. No, you're just a hired hooker. That's basically what you are. You are a hired hooker for this man. That's it. That's all a mistress is, a hired
Miss
hooker.
Miss Cassie messing it up with somebody out there.
Well, hey, I'm just being honest. You are a hired hooker. That's what you is. You are a hired hooker. You are a hired hooker. You let this man hire you. You know he got a wife and kid or whatever at home. You, he ain't going to never leave his house or his family for you. But he's still telling you this, the string you on. Because see, some of them catch feelings. And here's what will really trip you out. I've seen some people who are, they bisexual, they swingers. Okay, well, you're messing with a straight guy. But the moment the straight guy starts messing around with somebody else, you cop an attitude. How the hell are you going to cop an attitude and you bisexual? Explain this crap to me. How you going to cop an attitude? He's supposed to be with me. Excuse me. He ain't got to be with you because you out here swinging. you know, people do some stupid stuff. And, you know, people do some stupid stuff. I don't know what to say. No, look here. Lisa it wants to know if you on the show. Lisa, comedian Michael called in, and we in the conversation. You could call in, too, if you wanted to.
Yeah, let Lisa call in. We got some questions for you, Miss Lisa. We got some questions for you, Miss Lisa. Go ahead and call in.
That's right. You can call on in. Look, 805-727-7101. 01 and press 1, you can get into the caller queue. You could have been that called in.
I'm gonna tell you, Miss Cassie, I'm gonna tell you something about Miss Lisa. You know, You know them sugar daddies be coming to Miss Lisa on Facebook. You see her profile picture? With that smile she got, she be showing all her teeth. You know they be
right.
Coming
with
at her.
Yeah, I know, but she pretty. Yeah. Yeah.
Showing all them teeth.
Yes, you could have been done called in. Don't be playing. Y'all just don't know. Yeah, we told
you to be shy.
Told y'all to call in. 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into the caller queue. That's all y'all got to do. See, I'm going to even put it down here in the comments because y'all know. Y'all could have been called in here a long time ago. See? We got about 10 more minutes before the show ends. She could call in here, and you know, I'm just saying. Come on, Miss Lisa. We've been talking. Now, Miss Jenna is in the middle of her Ghostbusters premiere, so I'm just, man, I am dying to find out how it's going to be, you know, how the preview with her her reviews are going to be on about the show. I really want to see that. I really want to know. But I'm just saying. I don't know, Miss Jenna. I know we got like 10 minutes before we roll out. But Miss Jenna, if we got anybody else in the caller queue, if Lisa's in the caller queue, she can press 1 to get her up in here. But she could have been up in here a long time ago. I thought we was in here talking. So, but I'm just saying. If y'all in, okay, I see Miss Jenna. Miss Jenna said no, nobody's in the caller queue. But here's my thing.
Oh,
if,
come on now, Miss Lisa.
I know Miss Lisa. You could call. You could call in. That's all right, though. We're gonna get. I'm gonna get Miss Lisa on the show.
She acting all scared.
Yeah, she
acting all scared.
She's scared. She's real scared. But you know, Miss Lisa got a book out that she just put out. But we gonna, I'm gonna have on the show. We're gonna talk about that book she got. Yeah, she got a book. Oh,
Kathy, can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you, girl. We hear you.
Sup there, Miss Lisa.
I am not scared. You guys, no, I'm not scared. You guys give me a talent, and I'm up for it.
She was listening to me like she's third. Well, how you doing, Miss Lisa, my twin?
Hi, twin. How are you?
I'm doing so fine. What's going on, girl? See, we call each other twin, Michael, because our birthday is on the same day. That's same. We
okay.
Like both on May 7th.
Okay.
Comedian Mike, it's nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's always lovely hearing your voice, too, Miss Lisa.
See? That's it.
Yes,
I
need to be on your show. I need to be on your – we need to get Ryan on the show, too.
Oh, yes, I already told Ryan, so he's got to give me some dates, you know, whatever he's doing. I know he's doing a whole lot. You know, he's so important, he important, you know.
Ryan is not as busy as what he proclaims to be.
Uh-oh.
He's
yes,
Ryan, I need
yes.
to have my show on this date, and he will be there. That's what you do. That's how you do Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
He said he's gonna send me some stuff, so we'll see. But you know, hey, I'm into bringing people out so they can put their platform out there and do their thing. But we had to talk about this cougar thing because people had to hit me in my inbox about talk about the cougars. So I was like, I can't leave the men out because we got men cougars too. So I had to do a show on both. And so this was part two. And, of course, Comedian Michael was on Monday night with us. And, man, he was going for it Monday night. So if y'all hadn't heard the show, y'all can always go back to my page and check it out. Or I'm going to put the link in so you can actually go to the Blog Talk site and actually listen to the audio of it. But he was going off, man. But we had fun. We had fun. But, of course, our time is winding down because it's Thursday night, folks. And Miss Jenna is still on her assignment. She's at the premiere of the Ghostbusters in the big ATL. So Monday night she will come back and give us. Unless some of you all go to the movies this weekend, because it is coming out this weekend, I guess wherever you might be at, it is due to come out. So, you know, people can call in and tell me how they like it. But Miss Jenna's going to bring us back a report about how she liked or not like, or whatever, you know, like the Ghostbusters reboot, okay? So we're going to get that information on Monday when she rolls back in. But, of course, the weekend is coming, folks. I don't know, well, you in Texas. You in Texas, Michael. And I think, Lisa, are you on the West Coast?
Yes, I am.
See, okay, well, Lisa, she already out there where it's hot at. She already out there where it's hot. It's hot as hell. Here's like 90-something degrees, and it's after 10 o'clock at night here, so it's like 90-something degrees, and it was so hot today that I didn't even go and train outside. So when it gets hot like this, my trainer will not. He's like, no, we ain't doing nothing outside. Everything's going to be done inside. So,
what clock for you?
I'm on the East Coast side.
I know where you're at. What o'clock for you, though? I want to know.
Well, it says, when it's like, say, like it's 98 degrees here and it actually feels like 107, that's hot. But,
well,
see, I like the hot weather.
We're supposed to get to 115 tomorrow. So when it gets to 115 in Atlanta, then I want to hear about it.
Oh, my God. See, I like hot weather. I don't do cold weather well. I don't do cold weather well. And some of my girlfriends laugh at me. I said, this too hot. Hell, I got to pop a damn umbrella up and go about my business. I don't care. But I like hot weather. I like getting up at 6:30 or 5:30 or 4:30 in the morning, and it's already 80 degrees. I love it. I love it. I've always been, I do not do cold weather well. But I have to live on the East Coast when we do have cold weather. But I ain't no cold weather sister because I was born down south. We don't, Christmas time wasn't even this damn cold. Virginia gets so damn cold, you be cussing everybody out. Like, really? I don't even want to go to the mailbox when it's cold here. So that's how it is. But anyway, folks.
Get your young man go to the mailbox for you when it's cold.
Well, see, you know what? See, I didn't want you to tell everybody that I had a young man, but
no, I said you can get a young man. I didn't say you had one. I didn't know. But okay, Miss Cassie, you telling on yourself?
No, I don't want no young man going to no mailbox for me, because then that's gonna get him incentive to think he's supposed to come in my house. Oh hell no, no, that's all right. They need to be around my age range. You know what I'm saying? Because I get a little boy that, yeah, you know, I'm trying to holler. No, you ain't trying to holler at me. I'm always be your damn grandmama. You ain't trying to holler at me. Nope. Yeah. They got about 4 or 5 baby mamas. Oh, hell no. Can't do it. Can't take me to McDonald's and get no damn fries. You know I ain't got time to cook like that. No. Not how that's going to be played out, okay? So, ain't like I need no damn fries, but damn, you can't take me to McDonald's, and McDonald's is cheap as shit. No. Or at least Burger King put flyers, coupons, in your mail every damn week. You can go get 2 Whopper Juniors, 2 fries, and a soda. $10.
Miss Cassie, Cassie, you know how I get when I get hungry. I'll get off now. Just, hey, oof.
You know,
got me thinking about rallies and checkers fries.
But, no, you know what? I ain't never going to buy no more checker fries because I went through the checker little checkout one time and they charged me $25 for damn fries. I almost cut some people out. All right, folks, let me get up out of here, folks. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you all tonight. We want to thank everybody for tuning in, and ladies, tell all. Of course, my boy, comedian Michael, came on and hang out with us. Lisa Halls, my girl, my twin, thank you for calling in. We're going to be back next week, next Monday. Trust me, at 8:30 sharp, going to be talking about the Ghostbusters reboot movie, so it's going to be on. We want everybody to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Look, if you ain't got to be out there in that heat, don't be out there. And if you do, make sure you drink plenty, 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 plenty of water. Have fun this weekend. Y'all be blessed. Stay away from the cops. Okay, let me stop. Stay away from the cops, and y'all have a hot time, all right? So with that being said, this is your girl, Miss Taffy, my partner, Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop in the ATL. We are out. Peace.
Till next time.
Love you.
For the birds. child. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. To know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa. Throw them deuces up. I'm on some new shit. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say bye-bye. Say bye-bye to her.
To be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Call cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club, I rarely sit, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing, cause every time we alone, it's the aqua silent. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter, and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better. No more trying to make it work. Like Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future and tomorrow. I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now. I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.